Walk of Faith is paid for by Bill Winston Ministries partners and viewers.
Welcome to the Believer's Walk of Faith, empowering believers through teaching, preaching, and demonstration of the uncompromised Word of God to fulfill their highest calling and change this world through Jesus Christ, to glorify God in all we do, to train up and send out believers, to cover the whole earth with the knowledge of the Lord. Welcome to the Believer's Walk of Faith.
Hello, I'm Bill Winston, and welcome to another program. The program that you're watching is called The Believer's Walk of Faith, where we walk by faith and not by sight. Well, we have another exciting teaching today. We're teaching on the reality of redemption. Now, when we say reality of redemption, we mean that we have been redeemed, but we want to make it real in our lives. Now, in this teaching, we're talking about going into the promised land for us to receive the promises that God has for us. And we have been redeemed from sickness. Now, how do we make that real in our lives? In the Old Testament, God took them from Egypt, which was bondage, into Canaan, which represented the promised land. Well, you and I, the promised land for us is in the Word of God. It's all the promises that God has promised us. Now, we have to realize these promises in our lives, and a big part of that is what we say. Praise the Lord. We've got to say what God says. There's nowhere in the Bible does it say God is going to heal us. That's not what it says. It says, by His stripes ye were healed. You see, we have to line our speech up with what God says and agree with Him for Him to move in our lives. Get your Bibles and pencils and papers ready. Get ready to take some good notes. It's called Redeemed from Sickness. Let's go to Joshua chapter 18 and look at verse 2. And there remain among the children of Israel seven tribes which had not yet received their inheritance. And Joshua said unto the children of Israel, how long are you slack to go to possess the land which the Lord God of your fathers hath given you? How long are you slack? Now that's a question that could be asked us as a church or us individually. How long are you going to be slack in going in and possessing what God has promised you? As a seed of Abraham, these promises are yours. Well, how long are you going to be slack and going in to possess it? Now, I'm saying that because God does being born again is not all there is. And that's not all He wants in your life. He wants you to experience deliverance. He wants you to experience joy. He wants you to experience victories. He wants you to experience health. He wants you to experience wealth. All these are yours. Now, the enemy is the one that's trying to keep us from them. And he is trying to stay and occupy that land and keep that land as his, even though God says, by His stripes you are healed. So now it's time to go in, and it's time to take what belongs to us. Let's go to Hebrews chapter 4, please. Verse 1. Let us therefore fear, lest a promise being left us of entering into His rest, any of you should seem to come short of it. For unto us was the gospel preached, as well as unto them, but the word preached did not profit them, not being mixed with faith in them that heard it. It didn't profit them. The word preached didn't profit them, because it wasn't mixed with faith in them that heard it. For we which have believed do enter into rest, as He said, as I have sworn in my wrath, if they shall enter into my rest, although the works were finished from the foundation of the world. Verse 6. Seeing therefore it remaineth that some must enter therein, and they to whom it was first preached entered not in because of what? Unbelief. Verse 10. For he that is entered into his rest,
He also has ceased from his own work as God did from his. Let us labor, therefore, to enter into that rest, lest any man fall after the same example, come on, of unbelief. Now, let's see what unbelief he's talking about. Let's go over to Numbers and chapter 13, please. Numbers chapter 13. Look what it says in Numbers chapter 13. Now, they went out and they spied out the land of Canaan. Now, they're coming back. So, as they're coming back now, they're coming back to give a report. Now, understand, these are leaders that are giving this report. We might even call them preachers, because they're preaching here to a congregation. Let's look here at what they said. Verse 27. And they told him and said, "We came into the land where you sent us, and surely it flows with milk and honey, and this is the fruit of it. Nevertheless, the people be strong that dwell in the land, and the cities are walled and very great. Moreover, we saw the children of Anak there. And the Amalekites dwell in the land to the south, the Hittites and the Jebusites. The Amorites dwell in the mountains, and the Canaanites dwell by the sea and by the coast of Jordan." Now, they're talking about all the enemy, and they're filling the people's minds and imaginations with all the problems that exist. How many of you know Jesus had problems? But here's the key. When you got what Jesus had, meaning that when you're born again, when you come from above, when you have the life of God in you, when the Holy Spirit is with you, when angels have been sent to deliver you, when you got all of that, problems become opportunity. Say amen to that. See, there's no such thing as a problem with Jesus. And there's no such thing as a problem with you. When I say that, I mean a problem, something to bring you into anxiety, something to bring you into a place of, "Oh my Lord, what am I going to," all that kind of stuff. No, sweetheart. When you come into the Word of God, with God, come on, all things become possible. And if all things are possible, then you ain't got no problem. You don't have a problem. See, once you say you've got a problem, it becomes a problem. Because you're going to have what you say. But if you call your problem an opportunity, now all of a sudden the creative juices of the wisdom of God begin to flow. Say amen to that. And all of a sudden now you begin to speak right words. Because when you say negative things, you put your mind into a negative flow. But when you say positive things, even though the situation looks negative, you overcome evil with good. Say amen to that. I used to hear a man named Shambach, an evangelist, and this is what he used to say. "You don't have any problems. All you need is faith in God." Say amen to that. Look at the Bible and see, you know, one of my staff came to me and said, "You know, Jesus had some issues." And I began to look at that and I said, "Yeah, he did have some issues." Because they came to him, they said, "Now the one you love is sick. I mean, he's sick unto death. They come quickly." And Jesus didn't even go quickly. He stayed there two more days. Now, when he got to the gravesite, this is what she said. She said, "Oh, Lord, if you had been here earlier, my brother would not have died." He said, No. He said, "That's all right. He's going to rise again." "Well, I know he's going to rise again in the resurrection of the last day." He said, "Well, wait a minute now. I am the resurrection." Y'all get that? See, the resurrection ain't a time. It's a person. He had some issues. He was traveling around with 12 disciples, and then he got another 70. Yes, but do you know many of them had their families along with them? Yes, I mean, babies crying, "Mom, I want some milk." You know what I mean? He had some issues out here. He had to take care of them people. He got to a group of people with 5,000 men plus women and children. That's 50,000 people, 20,000 people or so. And then he had to feed those people. I mean, that's a pretty good issue, ain't it? That could be a problem at your house. But it ain't a problem if you know Jesus. Now you think about it. The world has taught us to talk problems, think problems, read about it and comment on about it, tell everybody about it. Well, why don't you tell them some good news? Tell them Jesus saves. Tell them Jesus will heal. Tell them Jesus will deliver a dope addict. Tell them Jesus will turn around your household.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
You don't have no problem. All you need is faith in God. Now, as we look at this, they were busy talking about the problem. They were busy talking about how bad it was. But here comes a good report. This is Caleb now, and he interrupts the sermon to give another point of view. He said in verse 30, and Caleb still the people. He says, shh, shh, because apparently they start getting riled up. He says, shh. Hush, hush, wait, wait, wait. Let us go up right now and possess it, for we are well able. Right in the face of that problem. He didn't say, let's turn our back on this thing. Let's run, put our head in the hole somewhere. He said, let us go up at once and possess it, for we are well able to overcome it. Now, when he did that, of course, they came back in and they began to talk about how bad it was again. But look at verse 6. And Joshua, chapter 14, verse 6. And Joshua, the son of Nun, and Caleb, the son of Jephunneh, which were of them that searched the land, rent their clothes. And they spake to all the company of the children of Israel, saying, the land which we passed through to search it is an exceeding good land. If the Lord delight in us, he will bring us into this land and give it to us, a land which flows with milk and honey. Only rebel not against the Lord, neither fear ye the people of the land. For they are bread for us. Their defense is departed from them, and the Lord is with us. Fear them not. But all the congregation said, let's stone them. Let's get them out of here. Now, I'm about to say something. When you start in for your stuff, get ready, because some of your people, they are going to come up against you. And I believe this, that they're not trying to do it on purpose. It's that they're operating based on fear. And you are operating, come on, based on faith. And they see two entirely different things. So now, when you're talking about that, I'd look at Jesus, and as Jesus was moving, look at the problems that he had. Come over to Luke chapter 4, please. Luke chapter 4, hallelujah. I'm talking about getting your stuff now. Luke chapter 4, hallelujah. See, you got born again. Thank God for that. But don't let the devil sit on your healing. Come on now. Come on. You got born again, but don't let him keep your money. Amen. Look what it says in Luke chapter 4. And this is when Jesus came into the synagogue, verse 17. And there was delivered unto him a book of the prophet Isaiah. And when he had opened the book, he found the place where it was written. The Spirit of the Lord is upon me because he hath anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. He has sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to preach deliverance to the captive, recovering of sight to the blind, to set at liberty them that are bruised, and to preach the acceptable year of the Lord. And he closed the book, gave it again to the minister, and sat down. The eyes of all them that were in the synagogue were fastened on him. And he began to say unto them, he's preaching now, this day is this scripture fulfilled in your ears. So he then began to talk about the proverb of physician, heal thyself. talk about going into a country with a man named Naaman and how Naaman got healed and he wasn't in the covenant. How a woman who was a widow woman got blessed and during a time of famine and she wasn't in the covenant. And look what it said in verse 28. And all they in the synagogue, when they heard these things, were filled with what? Wrath, and rose up to thrust him out of the city, led him to the brow of a hill whereon their city was built, that they might cast him down, how? Headlong. But he, passing through the midst of them, went his way and came down to Capernaum, the city of Galilee, and taught them on the Sabbath days, and they were astonished at his doctrine, for his word, come on, was with power. And in the synagogue there was a man which had a spirit of an unclean devil, and cried out with a loud voice, saying, get out of this synagogue, let us alone, what have we to do with thee, thou Jesus? We know who you are, you're the Son of God. Now here's what I'm saying that religion, when you begin to operate according to how Jesus operated, you're going to have some problems with religious people. Now, I'm warning you of this because God wants to do some things for you. Now, he said the reason why they didn't get in there is because they didn't mix it with faith. Somebody say mix it. Now, here's what it means. There is nowhere in the Bible that it says that you're going to be healed. It's not in the Bible. It's not in the Bible. If you say, I'm going to be healed, then you're not in faith. And if you're not in faith, God is not bound to deliver you. Because you will receive the promises through faith. Now, what is faith? Faith has no time. Why? Because faith is operating on a different timetable, meaning it's operating in the eternal and not in this natural three-dimensional time-based society. It's not operating here. Faith is not here. Faith is there. Faith is given here so that you can operate there.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Do you hear what I'm saying? Yes. So faith stops all time because faith is the substance of things hoped for. It's the evidence of things not seen. So faith is that which brings time to a halt so that, glory to God, everything, glory, can I preach here? The promise is already there. The land is already there. They came back and told them the land is there. They brought back some physical evidence the land's already there. But now you got to go get it. But to get it, you can't get it in your own ability. You're going to have to get it with God. And the way you get God is with faith. Got it? So I got to go and get my property. So what I got to do? I got to talk like God. I got to talk like Jesus. When Jesus walked into the house of Jairus, Jairus' daughter was dead. They were weeping and wailing in there. All the evidence was there. She wasn't breathing. They were weeping and wailing, planning a funeral. Jesus walked in and said, she's not dead. She just asleep. How about the woman whose son had, the man of God had prophesied that she'd have a son. She had the son, the Shunammite woman. And once she had the son, now when the son grew up about 12 years of age or whatever have you, he went out with his dad in the field, had a sunstroke and died. He came back, daddy brought him to his mama. You know, he brought him to his mama. Brought him to his mama. And when he brought him there, she said, saddle the donkey. I'm going to see the man of God. And they saddled the donkey and got the carriage ready. She ran to get the man of God. And when she got to the man of God says, hey, how is it with you? Is it well with you? Is it well with your husband? Is it well with your son? Guess what she said? All is well. All is well. Folks, if that don't qualify for a lie, they ain't one. But how can you lie saying what God said? You can't. If he says, His stripes. Come on, come on. You are healed, then you can take it to the bank.
All right. Yes, sir.
What's happening? Our inheritance is over there. What the devil do to keep us out of it? He trained our speech. We keep saying we're going to be rich. You will never be. We keep saying we're going to be healed. Sign the death certificate. God ain't getting in it. Why? Because you're not agreeing with God. Now let me tell you who don't like this. Religious people. It makes religious demons squirm. Make them squirm. That's why I want to keep talking like this. I want to run all of them out of here.
Yes, sir.
Folks, have no pity on them. Have no pity on them. Have no pity on them. You say what God said, I don't care how it looks. The Bible says Jesus always spoke the words of God. That's why God gave him the Spirit without measure. He gave him the power without limit. The most powerful thing in the world is the Word of God. The most powerful thing that exists is the Word of God. The most powerful thing that exists is the Word of God. The most powerful thing that exists is the Word of God. Watch this, watch it. The most powerful thing that exists is not money. The most powerful thing that exists is the Word of God.
Well, praise the Lord. I trust that you enjoyed that. Now, that's called redeemed from sickness. Now, let's bring out a couple of points. One, being born again is not all there is. God has deliverance for us, victory, joy, health, wealth. Now, He wants us to take advantage of these, and they're not automatic. You have to activate the promises of God.
I've been suffering for the terrible pain for a long time. I still have the pain, but I have the faith. Today God got to do it for me.
Okay.
I appreciate it, doctor.
Now, where is the pain right now?
Right here, doctor, the joint right here.
Right there.
I can't move my fingers. Yes,
you can't move your fingers.
Three, but this one here is very painful.
Okay. Now, it's very painful right there. All right. Give me one of the brethren here. All right, take your hand, just put it around where his pain is, just right around there. All right. Yeah. You can take both hands and just touch it, okay? There you go. All right. Now say this with me, pain.
Pain.
In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
I command you.
I command you.
Go.
Go.
Leave this body.
Leave this body.
In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
Now.
Now.
Now take your hand off. Coming all the way. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Look at that. Look at that. Look at that. Come on, give him a praise. Give him a praise. God does not want us to tolerate sickness, not for a minute. Praise God. It says in His Word, by His stripes we are healed. We're not talking about somewhere in after 50,000 treatments. We're talking about right now. We want to see a miracle in our lives. It's called Redeemed from Sickness. The address and phone number are on your screen. Order this one today. If you have sickness in your family or you know family members, give them these tapes. Let them play them over and over again. Guaranteed, something is going to happen. Praise the Lord. Well, this is Bill Winston. That's all we have for this time. Until next time, keep walking by faith.
Sickness, disease, pain. But Christ paid the price, so you're redeemed.
Faith is not, I'm gonna get healed. If you say, I'm gonna get healed, you will never. never get healed by the divine power of God. You have to bring it into the now. You got to say, by his stripes, I am healed.
Dr. Bill Winston uncovers the provision of healing in God's redemptive plan with this dynamic series entitled Redeemed from Sickness. Order this powerful series today, and Dr. Bill Winston will teach you why healing is a part of your inheritance. The power of speaking the word of God. How condemnation can block the healing power of God, and much more.
So I can speak to cancer.
Hallelujah.
And faith goes all the way down to the root.
To order your copy of Redeemed from Sickness, simply write to Bill Winston Ministries, P.O. Box 947, Oak Park, Illinois, 60303. By bank card at 1-800-711-9327 or online at www.billwinston.org. God's plan of redemption covered every sickness, every disease, and every pain. Now it's up to you, and it's time for you to understand that you've been redeemed from sickness. Order your copy of Redeemed from Sickness today. Success is a choice. This choice is driven by the decisions you make. Decisions come from your thought life. Your most dominant thought determines the direction you move in, who you become, and what you obtain. As a man thinketh, so is he.
What we need to do is get the Word of God and reprogram our minds with the Word of God.
In his book, Transform Your Thinking, Transform Your Life, Dr. Bill Winston will tell you why God created you to think big.
God thinks big. And he got you in this earth not to think small, but he wants you to think big.
Find out how to expand your mind to think on a grand scale and see the glory of God manifest in your life.
As a man thinketh, so is it. Want to change your life? Change your thoughts.
To order your copy of Transform Your Thinking, Transform Your Life, simply call 1-800-711-9327 or order online at www.billwinston.org. Order your copy today. Transform your thinking, transform your life. Pastor Bill Winston personally invites you to Living Word Christian Center, located at 7600 West Roosevelt Road in Forest Park, Illinois. Our Sunday services are at 7, 9, or 11:15 a.m. with a midweek Bible study Wednesday at 6:30 p.m. For more information, please call 708-697-5000. For information on visiting our satellite churches located in Colorado Springs, Colorado, and Tuskegee, Alabama, visit our website at www.billwinston.org. The Believer's Walk of Faith is paid for by Bill Winston Ministries partners and viewers.